Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with TBD Josh Reese.
Jokes aside, Andrew, jokes aside.
What?
Today is a remembrance day for Adam Cole.
Yes.
This is the death of Adam Cole's career. In fact, I hope you're playing some somber music underneath this.
Well, I mean, we're playing his music.
It's
his entrance music.
And you know what? I think we should update it to something a little bit more update. Because there's
Like funeral music?
Like funeral music, for sure. This is
bagpipes.
Sad. This is sad, Andrew. He's a fucking joke. Tony Khan, go fuck yourself. You ruined Adam Cole. And the Undisputed Era, which they keep on teasing, I guess is just a slap in the face to fans. He has killed the Undisputed Era, and he has single-handedly killed Adam Cole. I'm so hurt and disappointed.
But Josh, it was an unsanctioned match. It was lights out. It doesn't count on the record books. It doesn't count, though.
It counts in my heart and my soul.
Making that excuse is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Because it's like, it doesn't count. You saw it happen.
Right.
It was right there.
TV, right?
Like, it counts. Like, what are you saying? The fake match doesn't count?
Sure. The fake TV show doesn't count? Record. But I saw him go through the fucking floor.
Did the Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors not count?
I don't think it was canon, but I mean,
you still see it. It's still there.
It's still there.
It's, you know, like, those are some of the best episodes.
Well, this was not one of their best episodes for sure. Andrew, I was so crestfallen.
You didn't know he was going to lose? Didn't I say that last week? I was like, well, it's Beach Break. I guess Cassie's going to win.
I mean, for sure. I mean, but you think that
Beach Break in January in Cleveland, Ohio.
You feel like...
Well, I don't understand that.
Tony Khan says he respects the fans more than Vince McMahon. He wants to give the fans what they want. And what they want is Orange Cassidy beating Adam Cole?
At least what I saw, most people on Twitter did think it was bad.
I'm glad.
You know, there are still some AEW marks that were trying to defend it, but...
Adam Cole debuted the same day as Daniel Bryan. The same exact time.
Bryan Danielson,
thank you. Bryan Danielson has had two title matches, and he's one of the only people in the company that feels like an actual fucking star.
Yeah.
And Adam Cole is losing to fucking
jokes.
Well, look,
if Chris Jericho could lose to Orange Cassidy, then so could Adam Cole, right?
Chris Jericho's a shell of himself. If this show did not have Wardlow, if this show did not, you know what, to be honest, Wardlow.
He's pretty good.
If this show did not have MJF and CM Punk, I think I'd be asking to watch NXT. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting close to being done with AEW. This is tough.
Someone kind of pulled to me like yesterday or a couple of days ago, and they put a, you know, because when I tweeted all elderly wrestling AEW, right, and that was still the most popular tweet.
Right.
I've had, like,
you still get retweets from it?
No, but like, I mean, it was up there. Like, it was easily my most popular tweet, like positive and negative, obviously. But
right.
Someone posted a picture of Sid Vicious and Vader, like, walking on the beach, and they're gigantic men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the picture next to them is Orange Cassidy and Adam Cole on the beach, and the caption was, "What happened to wrestling?"
Oh, my God. Andrew, it's so sad. I want to see if I can pull it up. We can continue on.
And look, we love Adam Cole, but that doesn't mean that Twitter joke isn't
right here.
Funny.
This is the first thing that popped up when I turned on my Twitter. Uh-huh. Look at Adam Cole. Look at Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at his body.
Yeah.
He looks like a 70-year-old man.
He never had a good body.
But this is disrespectful to wrestling.
Well, how come it's only upsetting you now?
I don't know.
He's always looked like that.
For some reason, it was less annoyance when he was NXT.
When he was cool?
Because he was stood around and he interacted with cool people, and
well, he was,
you know,
cool
he, was cool, he was cool, and he had the factor. He had some swag behind him.
Well, that's the thing is, like, so back to this whole tweet about what happened to wrestling, And people are like, they stopped taking steroids. That's what happened. It's like, okay, some of them. Steroids still exist, you dummies, especially in wrestling. And it's like, people are like, what are you talking about? There's always been small wrestlers. And they put a picture of Ricky Steamboat, who's like a foot taller than Adam Cole. And by the way, and then people also point out, like, Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, Bryan Danielson. It's like, yes, they're all small, but they're buff.
Right.
Like, Daniel Bryan's buff. People pointed out Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. First of all, they're still 6 feet tall, and they were buff. Like, they were buff. Right. Orange Cassidy, Adam Cole, not so much. And
Rey
again,
Mysterio would beat the motherfucker out of this.
Look, I still love Adam Cole, but the tweet was accurate in terms of how they look now. And people are like, what do you mean? They still have Wardlow and Powerhouse Hobbs. And it's like, yeah, and they're jobbers.
Right. Oh, Wardlow. Yeah, I mean, he's, but all he beats is jobbers. And in Powerhouse Hobbs, he loses to jobbers.
Yeah. Like, and that's AEW's problem. WWE's problem is the exact opposite. It's only monsters that win. Right. You know, like, Balor can't even get a chance. Why? He belongs in AEW, obviously.
I don't know. Well, this is, okay. Because this was in Cleveland,
yeah,
and you know we're all hoping that Johnny Gargano would show up here, but to be honest, I don't know if I want Johnny Gargano showing up in AEW anymore. Yeah. But I don't necessarily want
that's
him
where
showing
he belongs.
Up.
It's the only place he has a shot of becoming champion.
I kind of want to give Impact a chance. To be honest, I mean it can't
I'm
be worse.
I'm not watching Impact.
It can't be worse.
I'm not watching another wrestling show.
No.
We just quit watching one.
We quit AEW and we move to Impact.
Oh my God, get out of here.
Listen, it cannot be worse.
Yes, it can. Impact doesn't have CM Punk and MJF.
That's true.
At least there's
one
some
redeeming
stuff.
Segment.
Look, it was your average Dynamite. It started good. You know what happened.
It did, yes. Yes, it went
I mean, MJF and CM Punk, that was at least like the middle of the show.
Right.
So.
And that wasn't as great as it normally is, but it still stands out on this show.
Of course.
Anyways. Okay.
But again, I still don't get the self-joke that Beach Break is in January in Cleveland. Like, I don't understand that.
Because AEW is a joke. I'm not sure.
Right.
Do we take this seriously, Tony? I don't know. Fuck you, yeah. Tony. Just
so Dynamite opens with Cody Rhodes versus Sammy Guevara.
Both getting jobber entrances?
Well,
we missed a Cody Rhodes entrance?
Well, they probably did that because they didn't want all the boos for him coming out.
Wow.
They still booed the fuck out of him when they announced his name.
Yes.
But yeah, ladder match for the Undisputed TNT Championship. No entrances really because they want to just get right to it.
Yeah.
And hook the viewer, obviously. But they fought in the crowd early on and Cody was high-fiving fans and checking on fans. Are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, great. It's like, shut up, dude.
Transfacial
like,
roads.
No one likes you.
Wow, those one fans that got to pet the wrestler.
Well, once you go in the crowd, fans will high-five anyone.
Not this guy. I tried to fight Roman Reigns when he came across me.
Yeah, sure.
When we were at Royal Rumble, I was like, "Fuck you, Reigns! Come on, come on, motherfucker!"
Yeah, sure, of course.
I was so close.
Oh my God, Roman, will you sign my tit?
Sign my chest.
So Sammy jumped off the barricade and hit Cody with a cutter, but Cody didn't go down all the way, so it looked weird.
Yeah,
well, I get it. You were on the floor. You didn't want to face plant the concrete, but don't do that spot then.
Right. This match just had a lot of strange timing issues on this match, too.
We have a let's go, Cody. Cody sucks chance, obviously. There were some obviously good spots. They fought on top of a ladder, right, and Cody suplexed Sammy off of it. That was very good.
That was dangerous.
Cody set up a ladder upside down and threw Sammy onto the hinges.
Ouch.
Ouch, indeed. Then Cody put Sammy's legs through a ladder and locked in the figure four. So he's teasing. Again, he's still teasing like he might. He's doing heelish things.
Yeah, throughout this match. You'll get to it later. But yeah, there's a couple things in this match.
Then what happens next is probably move of the year.
Okay.
Cody was climbing a ladder, reaching for the belts, while Sammy was standing on the top rope with another ladder in front of him. So Sammy jumped onto the ladder in front of him, then jumped at Cody and hit a cutter in midair.
It was great. And it's sold great, unfortunately.
And I'm not sure if you're going to top that move. for the rest of this year. That's probably movie of the year.
That's only fair that it goes to Cody, right?
Yeah. But that should be it. That should have been the end of the match.
Right.
You know, it's an amazing spot. It should be the end.
Much like AEW, the amazing spot is normally the middle of the match. Just the middle. Yeah. Like, okay, now we're getting started.
But of course, Cody's fine. Sammy climbed a ladder, but Cody was underneath, and he pushed the ladder to knock Sammy off. Then they set up two ladders next to each other, and Cody gave Sammy the crossroads off the two ladders.
Jesus.
Which is like, yeah, but anything you do now, nothing's going to be as cool as...
Diminishing returns.
That cutter.
Right, yeah.
And that should have been it too, but Sammy pops right up. He pops right up.
He was building some momentum.
And then they both briefly hang on the bar that's holding the belts, but they both fall, which is, that's silly too, because...
Right. And thank God for the ref that moved the ladder.
I'm sure...
That's very helpful.
I'm sure they both could have done 20 pull-ups each, you know?
Right.
They're very well built, these guys. So then Cody starts slamming a ladder on Sammy's leg. Very heelish. So Fuego del Sol runs out to yell at Cody, and Cody gives his... AEW dark tag team partner, a tiger driver.
Wow.
And Tony Schiavone said, yeah, he deserved that.
How?
That's confirming that Cody Rhodes is still a face.
I guess.
That's why they'd say that.
They're
like,
terrible.
No, it's not a heel turn. Fuego deserved that.
Fuego shouldn't interfere, even though he's like best friends with both of them. You know?
Yeah, and the next Excalibur too was like, that's what you get. I was like, okay, sure. Then Sammy laid Cody on a ladder that went from the ring to the barricade. And then Sammy climbed a tall ladder, did a senton bomb onto Cody, but Cody's ladder didn't break. So it looked like Sammy was hurt the most, because he was, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
It didn't really work.
Bad bump.
But in the end, they both fight on the top of a ladder. And Sammy knocks Cody off the ladder with one of the belts. And then he grabs both belts for the win. But, like, we've seen that.
Right.
We've seen that ending so many times. You know what we haven't seen for an ending is hitting a cutter in midair off of two ladders. Like, that should have been the end.
Very true.
Like, yeah. you could still have done all this shit, but save the cutter for the end.
Well, like we've mentioned before, the problem with AEW matches is that it goes on for so long. If this match had ended there, we would have missed out on another 10 minutes of nonsense.
Yeah.
And we would have had a pretty fucking good match.
I mean, because that senton spot did not work out.
Yeah.
The ladder didn't break. The crossroads. Yeah, you still could have done all this, and then you just have the cutter at the end.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what a move, though.
What a move.
Got to give it to Sammy. That was one.
What a move. Got to give it to
Sammy. I don't know how the fuck he did that, but that was very good.
And honestly,
at least Sammy won.
That's what I was going to say. Honestly, I was shocked that Sammy won. I 100% thought this was a Cody retain.
The only way it could be good is if Cody...
Turns heel?
Yeah. Like, he challenges Paige, and that's how he turns heel. You know, everyone's been saying that on Twitter. It's probably not going to happen, though.
At this point, I give two fucks about Cody turning heel anymore. It doesn't matter. I just...
It still could be good, but you're right how it's like, you know, all right, it's getting old.
I'm at the point where when Cody Rhodes comes on, or if I ever see Brandi Rhodes on TV again,
God, it's just help fast, us all.
It's just fast forward. I don't want to.
Don't you dare speak her name. That's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
I only said it once.
She'll appear
two more times.
Who the hell do you think you are? You're not gangster, Brandi.
Is it open mic up in here?
You're not gangster. You're a millionaire. Enough.
So ridiculous.
Terrible.
You're a beautiful woman who was a model before being a wrestler.
So Sammy Guevara retains, and I guess Cody Rhodes, I don't know what they're going to do with Cody Rhodes coming up. I mean,
who cares? Like you said,
who cares?
We'll see.
Hey,
it'll be something though.
But number two in the men's rankings, Dante Martin. Dante Martin, come on.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dante Martin versus Sammy Guevara.
He's probably going to be number one because this is before Dynamite.
Yep.
And Cole's number one and he lost.
But no, that doesn't count. That match, yeah.
But hold on. Cole's 3-0 and he's number one and Dante Martin's 4-0 and he's 2.
Right. Don't ask me how the rankings make sense, Andrew. Yeah. Interesting, right?
Very interesting.
So it's kind of like they kind of make the rankings do whatever they want.
Yeah. Imagine that. As soon as Miro comes back, he'll shoot right up to the top.
Dante Martin, 4-0. Miro, 1-0. Above.
There you go. Good God. All right, next up we have Wardlow. This is Wardlow.
His jam, I like it.
Sure.
It's a good workout song. Yeah. Not that I work out, but I should. And I would use it in my workout jam mix.
Wardlow versus Elijah Dean.
Who are you?
And James Alexander.
Who are you?
Sure.
Two jobbers. Mm-hmm. Six power bombs for the win.
And over.
After the match, Sean Spears wanted to go hit the jobbers with his chair, but Wardlow stopped him. He was like, no. And Spears was like, oh, come on.
He has a heart of gold after six power bombs.
Yes.
No, yeah, chair shots are enough.
And he's pandering to the crowd even more now. Because he did the power bomb, then he looked at the crowd. And he was like, another one? And like, yeah, so.
You see the turn coming a mile away.
Uh-huh.
A mile
away. And I already said this, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. I told you the end to of Chicago. MJF and Punk.
At Chicago.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Well, let's wait. Give me a few minutes. We'll get to that in a minute because I don't get that. But first we have Chris Jericho, Santana and Ortiz versus Daniel Garcia and 2.0.
I didn't get this one either. Yeah, this is fairly lame.
Santana Ortiz walked past Jericho during their entrance as a fuck you.
Because now they're mad. We're brooding now. Fuck
And they were also refusing to tag him in, which is interesting because this reminded me of a true story that Jericho told, I believe, on his podcast. And Edge was on his... I'm pretty sure it was Jericho's podcast, and he was interviewing Edge.
Okay.
And they were talking about... Obviously, this is not my story to tell, but I just remember this.
Sure.
But,
paraphrase.
They were doing a house show long time ago, and it was Edge, CM Punk, and Chris Jericho versus three other guys. I don't remember who they were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But CM Punk did not tag in Jericho that entire match because he was mad that Jericho was watching a hockey game like backstage before their match instead of like preparing for the match.
Okay.
And like Punk, like after the match was over, Jericho was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And Punk told him, like, you're very unprofessional watching a hockey game, you know, like right before our match. And Jericho told him, like, you know, you're the one that's unprofessional. You didn't tag me in. People paid, you know, some people might have come to see me and you, like, you know,
right.
You robbed them of that. And then Edge pointed out that, like, Punk years later was tweeting, like, the Stanley Cup finals, like, during a pay-per-view that he was backstage for. Because, like, they were saying, like, to him, like, you know, you don't understand yet. You'll get it later. And sure enough, Punk got it later, I guess.
Right.
But this reminded me of that because Jericho wasn't getting tagged in. Like, they were refusing to tag him in.
He's fucking watching hockey again, huh? Yeah. Ortiz and Santana are like, God damn it, this hockey-watching motherfucker.
Yeah. So Jericho acted like he was going to leave, but then he hit one of the young cucks with a terrible-looking Judas effect from outside the ring. And then Santana hit a pile driver for the win. And after the match, Jericho gave Santana and Ortiz the finger. So they're mad.
During the match, Tony was like, what was it? He goes, Sammy, one of the inner circle members, won the first match of the night. But, like, is the inner circle a thing anymore? I never see Sammy with the inner circle. I can't even actually remember when Sammy was actually with them. Because when they did that promo a couple weeks ago all together, it was Jake Hager. It wasn't. Uh-huh. Sammy wasn't there.
No.
No. What is going on? What is going on?
Well, because stables are a heel thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of over Jericho, to be honest.
Well, he's not really doing much.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But the crowd loves him. They love singing his entrance music. I mean, he's 90% entrance at this point.
Yeah, if you were there, you'd be excited to sing the song.
Sure. But when he gets in the ring, boo, fuck your Jericho.
Yeah, you would not do that.
No, probably not.
Next up, we have video promos.
Sign my chest.
Video promos from look, I got 10 wrestlers to sign my tits. Next up, we have video promos from Hangman Adam Page and Lance Archer. In 2 weeks for the AEW World Championship, they're going to have a Texas death match in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're doing this again.
Nothing.
Beach break in Cleveland in January, and now a Texas death match in New Jersey.
Right. Nothing says Texas death match like New Jersey.
And what's a Texas death match? Well, how is it different from a no disqualification match or a street fight or no anything?
I know exactly how, Andrew.
Huh?
They're gonna have Longhorn skulls around. They're gonna have spurs.
No, because I don't think so. That's a WWE would do.
Andrew, did you not see them use the cheese grater when they were in Wisconsin?
Well,
exactly.
That's true. Yeah. But isn't this the match that Lance Archer always has? Like, isn't this what he beat Moxley with?
It's a Lance Archer match for sure.
But it was called the Texas Death Match then, but they didn't use Longhorn bullshit. And so it doesn't make, a Texas Death Match in New Jersey. Just say it's a... No disqual. Just
say it's an Archer match.
Just say it's a street fight. Whatever. Yeah, say it's an Archer match. But thankfully, this is not the Revolution match.
Thankfully.
Obvious. We didn't think it was going to be. But
no.
Yeah. 2 weeks in Jersey. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from CM Punk. And Punk is wearing wrestling tights because he wants to fight MJF tonight. And he's also wearing MJF's scarf that he took last week. He even took a dig at Long Island. He was like, come on, man.
All Long Island's like, why the drive-by? Come
You're
on.
Not in Long Island tonight. It made sense, for the show you were at, like when they had the show at Long Island, but not for this. Now everyone hates you in Long Island, including me.
Right.
So MJF comes out, and of course he says, do you think I would waste one of the most historical matchups in the history of this sport on Cleveland, Ohio?
I mean, to be fair, he's probably right. Why Cleveland?
And he's like, we'll have the match next week at Chicago.
What?
I was like,
what? Where'd that come from?
Okay. And he says, after I beat Punk, he will leave wrestling again, just like he did in 2014 when he no-showed on a Monday night right here in Cleveland.
Wow.
And then he even points out, he's like, you're probably saying no. Punk wouldn't leave us again. Oh, like LeBron? So,
heel.
Of course, you're going to get a lot of heat with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Pinnacle comes out and they attack Punk, except for Wardlow, who just stands in the corner looking upset. He doesn't like this.
Yeah.
But then Spears hits Punk with his chair a few times and they choke him with MJF's scarf. Then MJF tells Wardlow, powerbomb him. And Wardlow reluctantly does. He powerbombs Punk onto a chair, but he hates every second of it.
Very sadly. Like, you could see, like, his soul was hurting.
Yeah. It's like, I beat him. I had him beat, like, fair and square, and MJF fucked it up.
Yeah.
Then MJF sits on Punk's chest and says, your journey ends where it began. I'll see you in Chicago. Is this really happening? Are they really going to blow it in Chicago for TV ratings?
I mean, you kind of think so. You kind of think that the next match is going to be CM Punk and Adam Page, and it's going to be MJF and Wardlow at Revolution.
That sucks. I hate that.
Yeah, it does.
I hate that. Hold on. It can't be Punk versus Page. It can't.
Why not? Punk said the next time after MJF, he's going to start going for the belt. Yes, I know.
But Page would have to turn heel if you did that.
Wait, you mean it doesn't make sense like when Bryan Danielson turned heel? Daniel Bryanson. Jesus.
Daniel Bryanson? Bryan Danielson.
God damn it.
No, you would have to turn Paige heel. You would have to turn him heel.
They don't have a problem with that, Andrew.
But that would... I get what you're saying. It wouldn't make sense for him to turn heel, but that's the only solution.
Right.
That's the only solution.
Mm-hmm.
You could have had Bryan Danielson versus Paige and Bryan Danielson didn't have to turn heel. Because people love both guys anyway. But you can't have Punk take it from a face Page.
Yeah.
Because there would be some pushback from fans. I don't see that. I don't see it happening either way. So I don't see it happening.
What are they going to do?
I don't see
this match doesn't happen and MJF and CM Punk.
They'll do the Jericho thing where they're going to fight a few times.
That seems worse.
Well, I know.
Listen, they packed themselves into a bunch of bad corners.
Can't. Fight Pate unless Punk turns heel. But like, you can't do it. You can't do it. Look, they don't false advertise like WWE does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if this was Vince, if this was WWE, yeah, this match would not be happening next week. It's fault. Vince loves to do the bullshit, the false advertising.
Right. Or like Punk would got injured here. Like, oh no, Punk's too injured to fight in Chicago.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor. His back's all jacked up.
Yeah.
But I really think this match is happening.
I guess so. But for once, I would love for it to be false advertising. And like they jump CM Punk before the match and it doesn't happen. Look, when they were attacking Punk here, I was like, oh, they're going to put him out of action until Revolution.
That's what I thought. Same.
So maybe there's still hope. I mean, Chicago's going to hate it. I don't know. We'll see.
CM Punk.
Or like they Punk have the match like and only movies. Goes 5 minutes and then some shit goes down.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I agree. But just for TV ratings, like...
Yeah, he's going to blow it for TV ratings, for sure.
How much of the TV ratings going to go up?
Well, not much.
This shit doesn't work anymore. It doesn't.
Listen, he's going to learn an expensive lesson because he's going to lose out on some buys, pay-per-view buys. Because people want to see MJF and CM Punk on a pay-per-view.
Yeah. The TV networks just have too much power now, I think.
Well, Tony Khan just pleases everybody too much.
Yeah.
He's backstage giving blowjobs to tons of people. Allegedly.
But that's why Brock was a free agent in WWE, so he could be on Raw and SmackDown. Because both networks were like, come on! We want him!
God damn it! Lesnar. Fine! You'll be on both! Fuck!
Yeah.
Wild card. Whatever. Anyways, next up, the rest of the show's not good.
No. Check out,
we have legit Layla Hirsch versus Red Velvet. This was fucking terrible. This might be, this is the worst match nominee for the year.
The only reason I checked into this match was to see my favorite Red Velvet botch. And it didn't even happen. I was like, fuck.
Well, they missed so many other moves by a mile. Oh, my God. And then Layla won with a roll-up by pulling Velvet's tights. And then she attacked her some more. And then Statlander runs out and chases Layla around the ring. And Layla gets to the ramp, and Statlander stops. And Jim Ross even said, what is it about that mystery, that invisible wall? I don't get it. What is it about that? Don't point out blatant flaws on your own show.
Excalibur was like, shut the fuck up, JR. And now back to this win over here.
How come she stopped? Is there an invisible wall? Fucking bullshit. Hey, JR, you never said that in the 20 plus years you were commentating in WWE.
Right.
But where now, they constantly did that.
He's JR Unleashed. What the fuck's up with these stupid bitches?
By the way, remember when Cody and the Young Bucks and who else? They were feuding with the Inner Circle.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And Cody was like, it was Cody, right? Cody was like, what do you think? This ring is, has some sort of force field? No, we can leave the ring and come kick your ass. That was back when Cody was kind of cool.
Right.
And then they left the ring and went up to like the Inner Circle suite and attacked them.
Right.
And then now they're going back to the invisible wall force field. And yeah.
Once she got
what
to
the fuck is up with that wall?
Once she got to that stairs, she was like, okay, I gotta go back.
Yeah.
Can't pass.
Where's this bullshit?
Fucking stupid bitches.
Calm down, freaks. I'm just talking about wrestling. I'm not talking about Statlander's tits. They look nice, though. But calm down. I'm sorry. I apologize. Later. You fucking freaks. Weirdos.
She's going to be vacuuming my apartment.
Anyways, there's a picture of my maid. There's a picture of her butthole. I caught her when she was taking a shower. Hey, calm down. She was washing my shower. She didn't want to get her clothes wet. I said, take it off, then. You don't want to get your clothes
God
wet.
God damn it.
You can lock the door. I don't have a key. I don't have a key.
Take a look at my feet.
All right. Next up, we have a House of Black promo.
Oh, goddamn.
Next week, it's going to be Malakai Black and Brody King versus Pac and Penta. If Pac can make it back, we'll see if there's more travel. And Penta, we'll see if Penta can make it back. They've both had times where they've had travel restrictions and they didn't make it to the show. So I guess that is false advertising.
That's what he false advertises on. But it's not his fault. It's their fault. He's like, I'm trying.
And throughout this promo, they show like flashes of Julia Hart. So that's still happening.
They're doing
the Alexa Bliss thing with her.
Except lamer. When is she? Because now she's not a cheerleader anymore.
Well, there was a backstage segment where Mark Sterling got her to sign a contract to fight Jade Cargill.
Right.
And obviously the whole thing is he wants Jade to fight her because Julia Hart only has one eye right now.
Right.
And Griff Garrison's like, hey, you know, he tries, but he's like Von Wagner's cousin. So he's like, hey, Julia, no, don't. And she's like, shut the fuck up, you fucking inbred
only
idiot.
One eye.
Yeah. Imagine him and Von Wagner as a tag team.
I don't want to imagine all the sex that they'll be having. It's probably too much.
All right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Britt Baker.
Oh, my God.
What?
This was terrible, Andrew.
So Cleveland cheered her until she pulled out her own version of the Steelers' terrible towel.
All right.
Mm-hmm. With her name on it. And she brags about her 3 Pro Wrestling Illustrated awards, which were Match of the Year against Thunder Rosa. We've already talked about that. That should not have been Match of the Year.
It was good, not Match of the Year.
Most Improved
Wrestler
probably. And Female Wrestler of the Year. Okay, I agree with those. Mm-hmm. Those are probably accurate.
2 of the 3, for sure.
Baker says, I've had 9 singles victories since becoming the AEW Women's World Champion, and against the Steelers, Baker Mayfield was sacked 9 times. But enough about him. Let's talk about the Baker that actually wins shit.
That was good.
That was good.
Right.
But that was the whole promo.
Right.
This whole promo was Cleveland sucks.
Mm-hmm. And she kept on trying to extend it, and she missed and missed and missed.
Right. The promo never went anywhere.
No. It was
the
just
promo
more
was just
on
Cleveland sucks. Like, you can't do that on national television.
Not for 15 minutes.
I'm watching
minutes.
At home in Houston, Texas.
Right.
You can make a couple of digs at Cleveland, like MJF did with the LeBron line.
Yeah.
You know, Cleveland's a shitty town. But his whole promo wasn't about how Cleveland sucks.
Right.
And no one interrupted her. She's like, I'm the best. That's it. Boom. Done. And then where's the babyface to come out to challenge her or something?
It was such strangeness because you had Tony in the background of the whole promo, and he's sitting there just trying not to make eye contact with people.
Right.
This whole fucking thing was so weird.
Agreed.
So weird.
Agreed. Yeah.
And then right after.
Oh my God.
Okay, you're not done yet? Okay.
Right after this.
Fucking. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me! As she trips. Walking to the stage. Fucking Vicky Guerrero and Nyla Rose come out to the stage. And you think it would be about Baker. It's right after.
Right.
There wasn't even a commercial break, right?
No.
And Nyla's like, I should be the TBS champion. And it's Ruby Soho's fault. And I want to face Ruby Soho like you did a month ago.
Right. She doesn't give 2 fucks about the fucking women's championship anymore.
Yeah.
It's the real championship, the hoes championship.
What the fuck was that about?
She fucking just comes out and yells a comment.
And Ruby better beat her again. But she probably won't.
Terrible, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if we're going to see legit Layla Hirsch versus Red Velvet on a Dynamite, then geez. I mean, I thought we were.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough.
The biggest problem is that WWE has been re-signing all their women stars. So, like, that's the one thing that AEW can't poach from WWE right now is the women.
Tony Khan's like, fuck!
You know, when Sasha Banks was upset, we thought maybe there was a shot that she was going to go to AEW, but she re-signed.
Sasha Banks is like, if Nyla Rose is making $2 million,
holy shit,
I might be a billionaire.
Imagine what they're going to pay Charlotte if Charlotte leaves. Because, that, I mean, you know, that's another big rumor, right? Charlotte hates WWE. WWE hates Charlotte, which
everyone
they're
hates
still
Charlotte.
Featuring her, you know, in a very high role. So clearly Vince still likes her, but maybe she wants out to go be with her papi. Yeah. We'll see. But I would actually like to see Charlotte go to AEW because she's very like, it's just, I'm done with her in WWE. It's the same shit. She's so boring.
Well, I mean,
maybe she could be more interesting in AEW, where she doesn't have to cut the same fucking promo every week.
Well, I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about having, so, you know, another rival company, is that you can kind of go and mix it up and change it up every once in a while.
Right.
You know.
Well, back when there were territories, that's what it was.
Right. People just kind of bounce around.
You wouldn't see the same guy every, you know, throughout the whole year.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see. Finally, it's main event time. Lights out. Adam Cole versus Orange Cassidy. Throughout the entire show, before every commercial break, they kept showing a video of the two of them staring at each other on a beach. It was so weird. It was so awkward.
This fucking match terrible. Goddamn.
On a beach. Yeah, it was very weird. Anyways, Cassidy takes off his sunglasses and breaks them because he's not playing around anymore. And Shivani yelled, I've never seen him do that.
Heel Cassidy.
Holy shit.
No.
A couple minutes into the match, Cole grabs a chair from under the ring. And he pulls out, like, a fan from the crowd. Like, what the fuck? Like, why was a fan from the crowd under the ring? I don't understand.
Was this a Doink the Clown?
No, Josh, it's Dan Housen. That's Dan Housen. Who?
Who?
Who are you?
It's Dan Housen.
Who are you?
What?
They should have said, that's Twitter troll Dan Housen. Because that's what he is.
Who the fuck is this guy? What the fuck? He makes a funny face at
the
Cole.
Only time I've heard of him is on Twitter.
Okay.
Because he's a Twitter troll.
Sure, 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 sure.
And apparently he's a wrestler. He wrestled for Ring of Honor and
what the fuck did he do there?
Look, Andrew, can't wait till I debut in AEW and they're gonna be like, that's Andrew Prezzano from TikTok. Holy shit.
No.
He's got 20,000 followers. That's Andrew Prezzano from TikTok.
That's one half of the Bunny Boys.
Yeah. But it's like they should have said that's Dan Housen from Twitter because that's the majority of people that know who he is know him from Twitter.
Andrew.
And look, okay, he has 100,000 followers. So I guess I'm 80,000 followers away from debuting on fucking AEW.
I guess.
I can't wait.
I guess.
I'll send them my fucking reel. I can do wrestling moves. I've fucking done it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, motherfucker.
Oh my God. Andrew, if Cole was not a joke before this match, he was certainly a joke in this match.
Like, you got CM Punk now. You got CM Punk, Bryan Danielson. You've had Jon Moxley. You have legit guys. And then you sign a Dan Housen. What, did Marco Stunt's contract just expire? They're like, well, we have 20 grand. Dan Housen!
Yeah, that's probably what it took, too.
The sad thing is he's probably making more than that.
This,
why are you throwing money at Dan Housen? Dan Housen! And the argument, oh, he got cheered. Yeah. The marks that go to every AEW show are going to know who Dan Housen is. He has 100,000 followers on Twitter. That means if AEW Dynamite got 1 million viewers, which I'm guessing they did, that means a tenth of the people watching know who Dan Housen is?
A tenth? Yeah, that's something like that. Oh my God. So in his whole journey, he's a jobber. He's 31 and 67 lifetime.
You can't just have someone show up. And I know some of you listening know who Dan Housen is. But you can't just have someone show up that's not well known and pretend like everyone knows him. Because they don't. He's another 5'2" guy with no muscle mass at all. What is he going to do?
Well,
maybe he's funny. I'm sure that's his gimmick, right? That he's funny.
No. I'm hoping...
That's his gimmick.
I'm hoping that this just grows Darby Allin and Sting Stable.
That's good.
Now they're like, we can compete in the trios.
They're like, we needed a Marco stunt. We got one. We're going to have him to make Darby Allin look taller.
Giant Darby Allin. Oh my God. Then it's just
Dan Housen's going to be on Darby's shoulders. Or Sting's. Yeah, Sting's.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He was 3-15 in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, so he signed a job. So what? He's Fuego del Sol? I mean, I don't, what is this?
No, but like this is like a less cool version of like a badass debut.
Eric sent us, you know, Eric sent us a video. He was like, here, this is, it's info on Danhausen. Because he was on Conan O'Brien's podcast only because he said his character is based on Conan. It's if Conan, if Conan O'Brien was possessed. He would be Danhausen.
What? No.
And Conan even laughed at him for it. He was like, what's one of your moves? He's like, well, I pour teeth down there in their mouth. And then Conan's like, yeah, that's classic me. That's classic Conan.
This is a fucking terrible Andrew.
So, okay.
Fuck you, Tony Conan.
Let's pretend we all know who he is, right?
Sure.
Let's pretend...
Living like in a world. We
all know who he is.
Sure. Danhausen? Yeah, I know that guy.
What does Danhausen do?
Nothing.
He points at Adam Cole.
Walks away.
And then walks away. And then leaves. So imagine if this is someone we did know, like Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar out of the ring. He pointed at Adam Cole and then walked to the back.
Dude.
What the fuck? Imagine if this was Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt comes out from the ring, points at Adam Cole, and then fucking bails.
What?
Dip.
What? Dip. He didn't even dip.
What is this?
It hurt. Listen.
You can have people show up that we don't know, but you have to explain who they are. Usually you do that with video packages. We didn't know who Wardlow was. They showed video packages before he showed up.
Well, I think it's because you don't want to see the video packages from Danhausen.
No.
Look at Danhausen's favorite move. Getting rolled up or getting jobbed.
Yeah. Or pouring teeth into someone's mouth.
Does he really?
I'm sure TBS is going to love that.
Does he really do that?
Yeah, that's what he said. I watched the 3-minute clip Eric sent.
I didn't watch it. I saved myself those 3 minutes of my life.
So yeah, I mean, I just need 78 more thousand followers on TikTok and I'll have my AEW debut.
You get there. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Well, I mean, you're not going to do much, Andrew. You're just going to point and then walk away. But I mean, still, I guess...
I could probably do more fucking moves than Danhausen.
They won't let you. You'll still be able to get over, though.
That's true. I am too big. I'm too tall to...
Right.
I'll job. I'm too tall.
It's Johnny Gonzalez, Andrew Pisano.
I'm 6 feet tall. I'll job. Yeah. That's fine. I'll job Danhausen. Oh, no.
Fuck this place.
There are lots of weapon spots during the split screen commercial break. That was the majority of the weapon spots. And it's the same shit. You know, fire extinguisher. Then Brandon Cutler came out with the cool spray. But Wheeler Yuta attacked him from behind. Then Bobby Fish attacked Yuta from behind. Then Chuck Taylor attacked Fish from behind. Then the Young Bucks attacked Chuck from behind. Then Trent and Rocky Romero attacked the Young Bucks from behind. I'm not joking. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was like a clown car.
And that quickly.
Their doors opened and just all the clowns just started running
out. Why do that? Can for once we just have a one-on-one match, for God's sakes?
Right? It's Jesus too Christ. Fucking hard to just have a one-on-one goddamn match. Do they have to all be out there?
Hey, they're banned from ringside. You're getting fined. That's it. They've done it before. Why do we need to see this? Why did we need to see all the idiots run out? Where was Kyle O'Reilly?
O'Reilly was like, I'm not going to be
I'm not doing this stupid bullshit.
Fuck,
I was already cool, Kyle. Fuck that shit. I'm not getting made fun of again.
I had to fuck Von Wagner. I'm not doing this. God damn it. Tony's like, okay, no problem, buddy.
Yeah. I had to fuck Von Wagner in the woods.
Kyle's like, I thought I left all this shit behind. You told me this would be better, Adam. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
I feel so bad. Cool, Kyle thought it was going to be different.
Yeah. Cassidy hit Cole with beach break, but Cole kicked out. Then Cole low-blowed Cassidy, which he's been doing lately, but Cassidy pulled out his steel cup that he was wearing.
With spikes. Wow. That has to be uncomfortable when you're flying around.
Yeah, sure. It's probably fake. But Cassidy hit Panama Sunrise and Cole kicked out. Then they fight backstage and Cole gave Cassidy an AA through Tony Khan's table. So we got to see the con man.
The con man and Jerry Lynn, who they had to say he was there.
Right.
Just kind of just walking around. You know, and okay, so this is a lights out match or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and you're Tony Khan, you're the boss, right?
Sure.
You still don't want all this destruction going on right there. You know, get the fuck back in the ring, motherfuckers.
He looked like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah. Live on Dynamite!
Yeah. Then Cole climbed to the top of the tunnel on the stage, but Cassidy followed him up there, and then Cassidy gave Cole a low blow, getting some revenge. Then Cassidy gave Cole a hug, and try as he might, Cole couldn't break from that hug.
God damn.
Cole, this had to have been the stupidest Adam Cole's ever looked.
Cole had to have been a moment
Cole's holding his hands together.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no. And then they fall off the stage. They fall off the tunnel. They go through the stage. And Cassidy's laying on top of Cole. 1, 2, 3. Cassidy wins.
Fucking complete joke.
Yeah.
Last lights out match they had between Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
That was gritty. Mm-hmm. That was brutal.
Right.
This
didn't even bleed.
This was Benny Hill.
No blood. That was your classic WWE, like, no blood.
If you want to enjoy it, watch this match back, turn the volume down, listen to Benny Hill music. It probably is entertaining.
Yeah. We get it. Yeah, it's a shame.
I can go on. Yeah, no, it's a shame. The death of Adam Cole's career.
And people are thinking that Adam Cole's going to fight Hangman at Revolution because he's the number one ranked wrestler.
Right.
And it might be that. But after losing Orange Cassidy, how could you... Why would Adam Cole be a threat to Hangman?
Why would any fans give a fuck at all? At all. I don't want to see Adam Cole until he has a much bigger winning streak over more than jobbers.
Yeah.
Beat CM Punk, come back and talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
Fucking ridiculous.
We were all expecting Johnny Gargano, and we got Danhausen.
About the same size, I guess.
And apparently there were Johnny wrestling chants. I didn't notice it, though.
I didn't notice it either.
But Johnny Gargano tweeted, "I heard you, and you have no idea how much it means to me that you're excited to see me back at it. It's scary to step away because your insecurities say they'll forget about you, but you haven't forgotten, and I promise that I will make it up to you ASAP. Hashtag Johnny Wrestling," and a heart emoji. Mm. Yeah, Johnny, you do have to make it up to us because we got Danhausen because you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Well, no, apparently Candace is due any day, so it makes sense.
Doesn't want to miss the birth of the baby. Sure.
Yeah, he's being a good hubby. I can't believe I just said that. He's being a good husband.
I guess. Well, you know, well, like Adam Page, you know, I guess we won't see him for a couple months.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he'll come back and he'll get a title shot.
Yeah. Right. all right, let's give awards. Worst dressed?
Danhausen.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be him.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like a fan that's like, looks like he belongs at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm here to meet my favorite wrestlers.
Darby Allin.
I paid $300 for a picture with The Undertaker. Best dressed?
I mean, Britt Baker, by default, there really wasn't much.
Yeah, Britt Baker. Worst acting?
I mean, could we give it to Housen too? He didn't do much, but he didn't do much.
Right.
This is your big debut? Dan Housen's going to win a couple
of awards. Vicky Guerrero. I hate her so much.
It's terrible too.
Best acting?
CM Punk or MJF? I mean, I guess MJF?
MJF.
I mean, no one was great this week, but they were certainly better.
Yeah. Worst comment? Excuse me.
Excuse me. Yeah, sure.
Best comment?
I had
MJF saying, you know, Punk no-showed Cleveland. He was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
He no-showed. Yeah.
I'll give it to that. Yeah, that's fine.
Worst match.
I had Wardlow and the two jobbers. My slow-mo was Layla versus Red Velvet.
All right. Maybe worse should be Cole and Cassidy because of what they did.
It was the most offensive, that was for sure. We should start having most offensive match.
Well, I'm going Cole Cassidy for worst match. Leyland Red Velvet for slow-mo. Best match.
I mean, it's the only fucking good match on the card. It was Cody and Sammy, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two teams sweep it.
Worst move?
Worst move, the orange bear hug?
There's that. There's Vicky tripping on her way out of the tunnel.
So
there's Danhausen pointing.
Oh my God, that's Danhausen.
What did you say?
Orange Cassidy's bear hug.
I guess. Yeah, sure.
That's terrible.
Best move, that's easy.
They cut her off the top.
Of course.
Amazing.
Worst moment?
Danhausen. You know you want to say it, Andrew.
Yeah, but I hate Vicky Guerrero too.
Sure.
I mean,
but this was a debut.
I think I'd rather see Danhausen still than Vic. Vicky's the worst.
Mm.
It was a terrible debut. Don't get me wrong.
I don't mind her making money. You know, Eddie's wife.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. So anyone that dies, they should just give the wife a fucking role in the company.
That's kind of what's happening.
It is what's happening. But that, the Vicky thing, that happens, you know, what, 17 years ago now.
Sure.
So, best moment or segment, obviously, Punk and MJF.
I'm going to put Sammy's win, just because it was so unexpected.
Sure.
And I really thought it was a Cody win, so that one surprised me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Reese's Pieces.
I've got a couple things for Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
So we all talk about Tony Khan. You know, we don't know much about him. But one person who does is DDP. He kind of shared a little bit on, where is this from? WrestlingInc.com. They had a quote from him.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody like Tony Khan. Tony Khan is a regular dude who just happens to be a billionaire. He's nice to everyone. He's nice to enhancement guys, you know? So why wouldn't you want to work anywhere else?
Well, he's, you know, he's paying DDP to do who knows what.
Right.
Yeah. We'd never see him. Dynamite, 1.1 million.
So what, 1.5 with CM Punk and MJF next week?
Hmm?
1.5 next week with CM Punk?
No way.
And MJF, you think it's still 1.2?
Like, well, this was 1.1.
Oh, 1.1?
Maybe 1.2.
Mm, that would be trash.
1.25? I don't see 1.5 million, no. Mm. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I still don't think it would be worth it just to get these bumps for like 1 week.
No, it's not.
Disney has cut its first WWE deal, agreeing to an exclusive pact to carry the WWE network in Indonesia.
Mm.
The deal will make the WWE network available on Disney Plus, starting with the Royal Rumble, but only in Indonesia. So in Indonesia, you can watch the Royal Rumble on Disney Plus. That's hilarious.
Or if you have a VPN, you could just watch it on your laptop now and just say you're from Indonesia.
That's true.
I thought this was kind of interesting. So, you know, the WWE Network is on Peacock, and apparently Peacock lost $1.7 billion last year. So I thought that's kind of interesting.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, who has Peacock? Who's even paying? Eric gets it for free. That's how we watch the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Eric gets Peacock for free because of his Comcast thing. So, it's like most people aren't. But that's how Netflix was. Netflix was losing billions of dollars a year. When you start up your streaming service, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just kind of makes
Peacock sucks. Who the fuck would get Peacock?
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, it just kind of makes me wonder about, you know, when their deal is up, if they renegotiate, or maybe if Disney
Peacock,
is
Peacock
like
to watch
a slight, you know, you know, an entrance into Disney Plus.
Peacock's original content, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, nothing.
You know, no, that's okay.
I was fine with the first time.
Yeah, I'll just watch the reruns at 5 in the morning on TBS or like wherever the fuck they were air.
Yeah, probably TBS.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, that's all I got for Reese's Pieces. All
right, let me pull up fan questions.
It wasn't really hot and heavy Reese's Pieces this week.
No, not a lot of pieces.
Well, most pieces I ate myself. I love Reese's Pieces.
Uh-huh.
My favorite candy. Reese's in general. I love Reese's.
I like Reese's cups better than Reese's pieces.
They are good, yeah.
But you like pieces better?
I like pieces unless it's like a frozen Reese's cup. Like I like putting the Reese's cups in the freezer. Oh,
I do that too. I freeze them.
Nice look.
I freeze all my chocolate. Like Kit Kats.
I remember, yeah, you gave me a Snickers the other day and it was fucking frozen.
Yeah, it was good.
Fucking almost chipped my fucking tooth.
Yeah, good for you.
I made a TikTok video out of it. Speaking of, we haven't talked about my TikTok, which is
blowing, all right, fan questions.
Up. It's blowing up.
It's the worst TikTok account of all time.
It's blowing up, Andrew. I even started. I'd rather follow the guy that. Impressions.
I'd rather follow the guy that murdered his wife. Do you know about that?
No.
Holy shit!
I did it on TikTok.
No, I just found out about this though. There was a really popular TikToker, 900,000 followers on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and I knew his videos because did you ever see the Skyrim in real life videos?
Sounds familiar.
Like they made fun of Skyrim.
Okay.
And it's him and his wife. Well, in October, he murdered her. He Yikes. Pulled an OJ. He murdered her and like, and another man that was in their house. Now, they were, she was like filing for divorce. It was over. Like, she was trying to move on because he was abusive.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. And he fucking murdered both of them.
And he's
fucking crazy. And
still making money from
TikTok. The TikToks are still there. And there's TikToks of him and his wife. Like
that's
like,
weird. What,
like it's and there's a TikTok of her, and it's you know how like they make those videos where it's like you ever look at your person and you're like wow how did I get you and it, like she made that video about him and it's like
that's weird.
And then like a few weeks before he murdered her, he was on TikTok live like bitching about her because she called the cops on him for domestic abuse. And he's on TikTok, and like she's like yelling in the background, like "Stop lying to them." It's fucking freaky.
I kind of want to watch him.
I went down the rabbit hole, and it's and like the court hearings are going on right now, and they're all recorded. And like he's a maniac. He did an interview for this is all in like San Diego. He did an interview in San Diego, like for one of the TV show. One of the news stations.
Right.
And he's just screaming. Like, he's a maniac. It's insane.
You may have to tell me his name afterwards. I want to look up to him.
Well, yeah.
Not look up to him. I want to look into it. There we go.
It's crazy, man. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's just it's one of those things. But all right. Fan questions. Bobby the Mark Soydam. Dan Housen. Bottom right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Or top right, right?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Minnesota Nice. Does Johnny Gargano make a debut at the Royal Rumble? No. Or does he show up on Rampage on Friday in Cleveland? No.
No.
Also, will you guys be doing a live watch along for the Rumble? No. Sorry.
There's a lot of fucking no's, man. Oh, poor Andrew. This guy's
sorry.
So upset.
You know, we'll do that again sometime, though.
Yeah.
Joseph Henry, it's just too late of notice to. If we were going to do it, we'd have plugged it by now. Last week we did it because of the COVID situation, but Joseph Henry, that had to be the worst debut of all time, right? Also, when you hit the Aaliyah button 3 times in a row, you have to follow it by saying ice, ice, ice. Yeah, all right.
I got it. That was good.
Yeah. Veer liked it. You know, Veer likes Dan Housen, though. He said crowd and Twitter thought differently. I like these arguments that are in these fan questions. But
interesting.
Joseph Henry said crowds will pretty much pop for any surprise. That is true.
Very true.
Twitter gargles AW's balls. That is true as well. And the guy did nothing but make some weird hand gesture and walk away after sliding out from under the ring like Hornswoggle.
Like that's what I was going to say. Can you imagine, like, you know, maybe next year we've all forgotten about Marco.
Hornswoggle does more.
Or whatever. And like, you know, Adam Cole's pulling on chair again and it's Marco Stunt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Marco Stunt.
And then he puts him back. Put him back. I think that happened once with like a Hornswoggle. Someone pulled someone out and put them back. I'm pretty sure that happened.
That's probably what should have happened here.
Yeah. S. Thorne, is the Orange Cassidy and now Dan Housen issue bad comedy or the fact that Cole should be beyond it? I find them funny, but Cole seems at a level he should wipe the mat with these guys and move on.
He should.
Agreed.
Speaking of Dan Housen, okay, so we're living in a world where, you know, Cole's wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Someone pops out from underneath the thing. He doesn't fuck him up. You know?
No. He's scared.
I'm terrified. Too many
Dylan, problems. Do you think they're making it obvious CM Punk is going to beat MJF next week? And if so, is the feud over or will it drag on? Yeah, there's no way it's over.
Andrew thinks it drags on.
You think it ends next week?
Yeah, because if Wardlow turns, then it starts a whole different thing.
I agree, but I can't. No, stop it. Stop it. Shanky.
I don't want it to happen.
Sorry.
Shanky.
So does Danhausen live under the ring? Is he related to Hornswoggle? Top right times three.
Ice.
I promise I'm coming. Sammy Guevara cutter or Edge's spear? Better ladder spot. Disregard refs holding the ladder to prevent the fall. They're both really good. I'll still say the spear, though. Mostly because Jeff Hardy was like landed on his back.
Right.
That's much more dangerous. James Mahone, Dan, who are you, Housen? Dan, who are you-sin?
That's a good one. Nice. Yeah.
Omar, do you guys think Cody purposely took a couple of weeks off just so they can recreate the HBK Razor match? It's beginning to feel that AEW is literally trying to recreate everything that WWE has done just to have their own version of it. That's what I said last week.
Is that what HBK and Razor did?
Yeah.
They did a cutter off the top?
No. They had a ladder match because they were both the IC champ.
Sean
was the IC champ, and he got suspended for real.
Mm.
And then when they came back, they had the unification match. I said that last week. I said Cody wants his HBK Razor moment.
Right.
But at least he lost. Guys on a Buffalo, what's your go-to Whataburger order?
I like to do number five, but I've got to have the buns toasted. I like the buns toasted and the bacon extra crispy.
What's a number five?
It's the bacon cheeseburger.
Okay. How many patties?
Just one. I don't want to get ridiculous, but I always get an extra chicken strip.
Yeah. An extra chicken strip. Just so a burger strip. With one chicken strip?
Yeah, just a chicken strip by its side. So I like to eat the chicken strip.
Thank you for showing me how you eat a chicken burger. I get the number two with bacon, lettuce, tomato, chopped onion, diced onions, avocado,
damn,
and creamy pepper sauce.
Holy shit. This thing fucking... This bird's burger is this fucking
Look, if
big.
You're going to go to Whataburger, you know, come on. That's what it's for, to eat like an asshole.
You don't get the... Oh, that's true. You don't get the buns toasted?
No. But I sub out the french fries for onion rings. Mm-hmm. Have you had the onion rings there?
I don't eat onion rings.
No, stop it. Have you had the onion rings there? No.
I don't eat onion rings.
How do you know you don't like it if you never had it?
Because I've had onion rings before. I don't like slimy. I don't like slimy fucking onions.
How long
in
ago?
Onion rings?
How long? You don't like onions?
Yeah, I don't like onions.
You know that's what makes food taste good. Onions. Do you know that?
This is what.
Hold on. Do you know it though?
Yes.
But do you know that?
Okay. So this is.
So
strange.
You like onions?
This is strange.
Yeah.
I like chopped up onions. I can't do a big sloppy fucking piece of an onion.
This
is also why I don't do bloomin' onions.
I used to not like onions either till I realized that's what makes all this food taste so good.
Sure.
Now I love onion rings. Andy Piccone, create a Royal Rumble or Money in the Bank type stipulation that AEW could use.
Well, I mean,
they already do that.
They kind of have that. Yeah,
they have
the ladder match.
They have those battle. They have the ladder match. Mm-hmm. And they have the battle royals where five people come out every few minutes.
It's not necessarily a contract. It's just a giant Sonic ring.
Right. Yeah, the Sonic ring. DeMarcus Moreland, so Cody practically no sells a springboard cutter off the top of a ladder, yet Orange Cassidy sells a hand squash like he's been shot in the fucking head.
Listen, if you try to make sense of all the craziness on AEW, you're just going to go drive your fucking self insane. Don't try to make sense of it. Just live with it.
Joe Guerrero, what's up with the knockoff Burberry scarves on TV last night? Punk had one, MJF switched his out, and now the fans have some. Guess we know what's coming to AEW shop this week, probably.
I might buy one.
They should. Yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, how could we add stipulations to the eliminations in the Rumble? Like if you're tossed over the rope on one side, you are doomed to forever chase the 24/7 title. Tossed over another side, your future endeavored. Which sides would you pick? Or what would you pick for the other two sides? Oh, God. I don't know. Go straight to AEW? I don't know.
The other one, you have to take Vince McMahon promo classes.
Yeah, there you go. They all do anyway. Sean Daugherty, can you please explain why everyone is so high on Danhausen? I don't get it.
Ooh.
Paul responded, who is Danhausen?
Right. I want to know who is high on Danhausen. That's what we just
Tony Khan
about his record. He's a career jobber.
I think Tony Khan got high with Danhausen.
Maybe.
And then he tricked him into getting a contract.
Yeah. Hmm.
The big fella with the rumors about AEW wrestlers showing up in the Rumble and all the jackass shit WWE is promoting. I was thinking that Darby Allin could show up in the Rumble because I remember you guys saying he's going to be in the new Jackass movie. Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Not a question, just wanted to share my thoughts. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Or maybe Danhausen?
Maybe Danhausen as Darby Allin. Yeah. Joseph Fuller, what in the hell happened to Adam Cole? He used to be the best things about Wednesday nights.
He's a joke.
Well, thank you very much for the for tuning in.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. What are we going to do, man? What are we going to do?
Watch Impact.
All I know is I still don't want to watch NXT.
No.
I saw some highlights on Twitter, and I was just like, oi.
I think what we need to do is like go back, just fuck AEW for a while, fuck NXT, and we need to start like actual doing like the actual Wednesday Night War, you know?
Go back when?
Like the Wednesday Night War, like watch the beginning and kind of work our way through.
But we did that already.
No, not all the way through. Like, start with, like, you know, like WCW and
you mean
and
the Raw. Monday Night War?
Yeah.
The Monday, you said Wednesday.
I'm sorry. Monday Night War. Listen, AEW has fucked my brain up retarded. So
okay.
I'm trying to work my way through here. Okay. But I think that's where we should start. We should start there. I think that's what we should do.
Maybe we should. I don't know. That's a possibility.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be fun to do.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling?